It is now 19:03, 7:03 p.m. Without objection, I am calling this meeting to order. There are two directors present, myself and Paul, so there is a board meeting. Let's move on to old business. The first thing on the agenda is to approve the March 29th, 2023 board meeting minutes. Paul, you got a chance to read those, correct?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any issue with those?
No, I don't.
I don't either, so I make a motion that we approve those. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. Vince is not present, so I will poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
Yes.
I vote yes as well. The motion carries when the minutes are approved. Next on the list was to announce that we had approved a new contract with JLS Landscaping, which increased from $400 to $425 per service, so a $25 per service increase. That's just an announcement to let folks know that we did that. It's still dirt cheap as far as landscaping. Joe, update on the 2022 audit.
I submitted all the documents that the auditors wanted, and so now they're processing. I would expect to hear back probably in June.
Okay. So we'll look for that. Update on mailbox lighting, which, by the way, the everything's in, and I was told by someone, I forget who, that they went and it was like really dim. I think it was Jamie.
Yeah.
And he said that he went to the mailbox at night, and it was real dim until he got close to the pole, and all of a sudden it brightened up. So apparently it has motion detectors.
It does.
And it's sweet. So, right. Yeah.
This vendor is excellent. We have used them on a number of properties. You don't get good, cheap, and fast usually, and he has all three, so I'm very happy with his work. He actually wanted to have me get feedback from the board and homeowners how they like the new lights. What does everybody think?
So far, everyone that I've talked to about them, which has not been very many people, have liked them. I'm thinking that when it gets darker later this year, they're going to be like, oh, it's right. Lit up.
Right. Especially in the winter with the time change, it gets dark at 6 o'clock. It'd be nice to have some lights. So, all right. I will report back to Jorge that the board is pleased.
And I want to thank you for bringing him up, because we were talking about that for 2 years and we got it done. And I'm really, really happy about that. The only one we didn't do is the mailbox that serves me over here on Bradford right. Park Drive. And we need to figure out what we're going to do there. But I don't know if we need to do it this board meeting, but we need to figure something out for that.
That's a hard technical achievement, because there's nowhere to put the solar panels, too many trees. And we don't
we may want have to cut some of those trees down a little bit.
That's the hard part. So, But I'll wait for the board's direction on that. And
all right.
Figure out a way to put a light in there, we'll do it.
All right. So update on bulging concrete wall bid on High Country. Last meeting, we talked about getting a bid from someone that you knew, Joe, and I haven't seen a bid.
He did not give me a bid, but I will remind him to get over on High Country and get a bid. His name is, I can't think of his name right now, but I use him on a lot of properties. He actually rebuilt a wall at another property that someone backed into with their car. And so he does good work. And Boris is his name.
Boris.
So I will remind Boris to get over there. He stays pretty busy. He's also one that is good and cheap. Fast is a problem because he's so popular with Goodwin that he stays pretty busy, but I'll get him over there.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Moving on to new business, review and approve collections policy. Paul, did you get a chance to read the collections policy?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any issues or changes?
No, the only suggestions I had, you corrected some.
Okay. Paul, or Joe and I were just talking, and he said that anyone that goes into a payment plan gets a $25 a month fee from Goodwin. But you also said, Joe, that you could work with us on that. What does that mean?
So you have unusually low dues, $170 a year. Mm-hmm. And so $25 a month is a little bit extreme. So quite that goes up. Yeah, that goes up the ladder. And but I sent it up the ladder and then we get a result. So
because in order to approve this, we need to have it in writing what that'll be. And so we don't have that in writing.
We don't. So we'll have to put that off until the next meeting.
So, Paul, are you good with postponing this until we get those fees?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you start talking about that, even at $10 a month, you're talking the service charge or whatever you want to call it is going to be almost equal to the dues themselves. That's a little steep.
Yeah, the in order to equal the dues, it'd be like $13 and some change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be a tough sell to tell people. Yeah, you can enter a payment plan, but it's going to double your, you know, annual dues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We'll come up with a solution. I don't know what the solution is right now, but
all right. Well, we're going to postpone that, table it until the next meeting.
Okay.
Are you okay with that, Paul?
Yeah. The only thing, we're just going to have to adjust the policy because we were going to implement it starting tomorrow, so. We'll have to change that clause.
We'll change the date. Yeah.
It also puts a crimp in our plan we need to discuss because we were going to give them from tomorrow until the first of the year to, you know, make restitution. If we don't approve this till the next board meeting, it only gives 3 months and we'll have to discuss whether we're okay with that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll table that until next board meeting. Next board meeting's in July. We can also talk about it on email. So maybe we can work it out before then.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that and then just ratify the vote at the next board meeting. We don't have to wait 2 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Thieving and break-ins within Bradford Park. This has been a problem. I saw something on YouTube. There's a group that's come here illegally from, of all places, Chile, that is a professional thieving ring. And they're rampant throughout the United States. I don't know if that's what's happening here, but I just wanted to put that out there that is happening. I don't have any ideas other than people who have cameras to, you know, if you see something, report it. I don't have any ideas.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mentioned the other day and you told me to email you, but I hadn't. So maybe you could put it in the notes about, as a deterrent, to see if we could put signs at the entrance to the neighborhood about that this neighborhood is under video surveillance, and maybe that would deter some would-be thieves coming through to not bother.
That would be good.
I don't know. It was just a suggestion.
I like the suggestion. I wonder, do we have to put that through to Clint, to, even if it's not true?
Jeff? I think where the problem is, we can't put a fake camera because that causes a legal problem, but I will have to ask about.
But you could use it under the guise of it is under video surveillance because there's someone on every block that has a video camera that's getting the street. I know that the guy that I have a guy pointing at where we put the signs up at the corner of Donnell and High Country. So he actually gets that. He gets everyone that comes in and out anyway. So right. It wouldn't be a lie. I don't know.
I think we're going to be okay with that. I'll run it by Clint to make sure. And those ring cameras catch a lot. If you have your car parked in the driveway or even the street, it at least gets an image. So yeah. The more people that have ring cameras or the equivalent of a ring camera, doorbell camera, those are really effective.
I believe one of those people that got their vehicle broken into, I think they caught him due to someone's ring camera.
Nice.
Yeah.
I saw someone posted on Facebook or next door or something that they were able to get the, you know, they posted that their cars were broken into. And then like a day or two later, they said, oh, the cops got my stuff back or something. They managed to get them due to camera footage from one of the neighbors or ring footage that they had a good shot of the vehicle, like a bike, you know, whatever, and they managed to get them.
Right.
So
good.
The more people we get to do that, the better. And then they'll learn to just stay away from here, especially, you know, might as well warn them.
Okay. Anyone else with any more ideas? Going once, going twice. We'll look for that. Jamie, send me that email when you get a chance.
Okay.
And the last thing on new business, purchase new garage sale signs for the HOA. When we had our last garage sale, two signs either blew away or were stolen. And to be fair, they're very generic. They say garage sale. That's it. I would like to get a little bit more specific on the garage sale signs. I'd like to get four of them. And they have an arrow that says Bradford Park neighborhood garage sale. And then we could like put in the date or something on it. And it already have like an arrow that's made out of the sign and just put them in and take them out as we need them. That would be less generic and less likely for someone to take.
Agreed.
Yep.
Paul, are you good with that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking someplace like Fast Signs or something, which is where we've historically gotten our signs. I'd go and buy them and then I just put in for reimbursement.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's fine.
Do you approve that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then that's what I'll do. So I'll be purchasing four garage sale signs for the HOA and getting reimbursement with my receipt. And with that, we are done with new business. Are there any
someone concerns? Someone asked a question in the chat.
Oh, please read that because I can't see the chat from here.
They wanted to know the cost of the lighting.
Cost of the lights?
Or if what do we pay? They might be wanting to know if we have a monthly fee for that.
So there's no monthly fee. They're solar. And I will have to look up the invoice to see how much we paid in total. You guys don't remember, do you?
I don't have it on offhand, and I actually made a mistake. I said that there were seven mailbox clusters in Bradford Park. There's only six. That's going to be a correction in the newsletter. But even so, I think we were looking at, I think it was $4,800 for all of them.
Yeah.
I think going off the top of my head, I think it was around $5,000, give or take.
Yeah.
And that sounds right.
And there's no monthly fee. So they're just self-reliant. So it's actually a really, really good deal. Oh, and by the way, I got an email from one of the neighbors saying to thank the board for the mailbox lights.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah. Awesome.
I don't think there's one person around that's not going to be happy about that. So
those good.
They're great. Yeah.
Like I said, Joe brought the contractor to our attention and we'd been talking about it for 2 years. So that was great. That was really great. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you.
And anyone else have any other concerns or complaints, compliments, whatever?
No, but I know I came in late, but you had on the old business update on the concrete wall. What'd y'all talk about that?
I don't have a bid yet, and Boris will give me a bid, and he's usually very good and very cheap. That's why we use him so much. That's why he's having trouble getting over there, but I'll get him over there.
No worries. Okay. If you need that other email, Keith, I found a few companies as well. If you wanted to get an opposing bid, we could probably do that as well.
Yeah, if you want a bad idea, shoot them to me.
Yeah, if you would email that to me and the board. All right. Thanks, Jamie.
One item, please.
Say again.
One item, please.
Yes, sir.
The painting of the numbers on the front of our driveways, has that just died?
No. I think there's only been one or two people who have asked for it. And we've been talking about getting, buying our own stencil set because the one from the library is not that good because Jamie used it. And him and his son did that stenciling for us. And they said that stenciling set wasn't that great. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, I'll just address that in case he's wondering. He might have sent us an email after we had already done it. So we had put out the info that we were going to paint the numbers, and we had about seven or eight people say they wanted it done. And so me and my son went around and did them one weekend. And then after I'd given the stencils back and everything, I got a couple more people in down the road, and we haven't done anything with it. But I don't want to use the libraries again. I'd rather the HOA have their own stencil kit, because it, by the time I had done five driveways, it was already falling apart. So I was like, ugh.
Oh my.
All right. And you just buy the equipment need.
Yeah, I guess they have to make them disposable, because it gets so thick with paint. And it's really just cardboard. So I'm not sure how you would strip the paint off of it to reuse it, unless you get metal ones. But I saw them on Amazon for $20 or something. So I don't know. We can look more into it, though. I can.
Well, since we're here, Paul, would it be okay if, would you approve me getting a stencil set for the HOA to paint the driveway curbs for folks? And then I just get reimbursed for that. Would you approve that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay, then that's what we'll do. I'll get a stencil set, and then I'll send that in when I get my receipts for the signs as well.
Perfect. What about the paint?
I think we can get the paint for free from the city of Round Rock.
Okay.
Thank you. We might have to just check it out from the library like we did, and just not use their stencils, but use their paint.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anyone else have any other things that they want to talk about?
I guess Keith put another notice out in the next newsletter about whoever wants it done again to send an email. We still have someone in that Gmail right now. We've left it in the inbox. I think it's Jaime Meza or something. Someone emailed us about getting it done. So there's still a couple people that ask about it after we'd already done it. We could always put another notice out, and I can email the list that I have whenever we get around to doing
it. Okay. Any other concerns, complaints, compliments? Going once, going twice. Okay, we're done. I guess we're going into executive session. If you're not on the board or Joe, you're going to have to exit the call so we can go into executive session.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.